Hey everyone, welcome back to episode 13 of Trail Talks. In this episode, we will be talking to Kayla and Finley, better known as Supermom and Supergirl on the trail. They completed a northbound thru-hike of the Appalachian Trail this year in 2021. Finley was one of the youngest thru-hikers to complete the entire Appalachian Trail at only 7 years old. In this episode, we talk about the kindness of trail angels and their magic, the different perspectives of thru-hiking as an adult versus a child, and how the dynamic of a hike changes while attempting with a family member. We hope you enjoy episode 13 of Trail Talks. It is Trail Talks time! Trail Talks time! You don't know how much preparation went into that. All right, welcome back to episode 13, everybody. Quick question. Question for anybody. How old were you when you remember getting out on trail for the first time? Hiking trip, backpacking trip? And where were you? Drop it down in the comments.
Where were you?
He didn't think this through.
I didn't think it through.
I was at the Delaware Water Gap with my family.
I think I was at the Delaware Water Gap too.
You stole my answer. All right, well, welcome back to episode 13. We hope you are enjoying these discussions. I know we are. It's a great way to stay connected with the trail, and it's a great way to put faces to the names of the Instagram personalities that you are seeing on Instagram. If this is your first time, we hope that you stick around. It's going to be a great conversation. We are so excited. Ah, taps, Mason-Dixon line. That's awesome.
Mason-Dixon's hard.
Yeah, lots of rocks.
Yep.
Exciting news, we are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts now, so you can go check us out, Trail Talks. We are on episode 8, I think.
On Spotify, not here.
On Spotify. Here, it's 13, so come here for the most up-to-date Trail Talk. So, we have a very exciting guests to talk to today. We are super excited. And they are Kayla and Finley, a mother and daughter who completed a thru-hike of the Appalachian Trail this year. And let's invite them on. If you have any questions, feel free to drop it in the comments below and we'll try and sift through those as we're going. So without further ado, let's start talking.
Also, Richard, that's an awesome first backpacking trip.
Oh, Grand Canyon, wow. Here we go. Hello!
We did it!
How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Just woke up.
Oh, great. Oh yeah, you guys are in Korea somewhere?
Yeah, we're 13 hours ahead of you guys.
Okay. All right. Yep. I'm gonna think about
it. So it's Thursday morning for us.
Okay. Well, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning.
All right. So can you just start by introducing yourself, names, trail names, and where are you guys from?
Sure. I'm Kayla. Trail name is Supermom.
Hi, I'm Finley. I'm Supergirl.
And we are from Ohio, Columbus, Ohio.
Nice.
Very cool. Yeah.
There's not too much hiking out in Columbus, is there?
Not a ton. There's a few good spots, but you know, nothing like the AT.
Yeah.
So it seems like outdoorsiness has been a part of your lives for a very long time. So how did you introduce Finley to this lifestyle, like from such a young age?
Sure. I actually wasn't always super, super outdoorsy. I mean, as kids, we were always hiking and playing a little bit, but I actually just got into more adventure-y stuff when she was born. I just kind of had like a life-changing moment, I guess. So I wanted to explore more and adventure more. So I started taking her on not backpacking trips, but just hikes with her in a backpack, carrying her. That's, you know, pretty much what we did for a while until she got a little older. And then we started doing some short day hikes and overnights and stuff like that. But yeah, she definitely inspired me to be more adventurous in life.
Finley, what was the first hike that you remember doing? Or maybe what was the first, what was the first, like, best experience that you had? Oh, I'm sorry.
Say it again.
Dolly sods.
Mm. Dolly sods.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
West Virginia?
Yeah. Yep. I
think so. Nice.
Yeah, we did some of our practice hikes there and some overnights there to get ready for the AT, so.
Very cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what inspired you guys to hike the AT?
She read a lot of books.
I did read a lot of books. I wish I had some like deep answer to this, like something really touching, but I honestly just like to challenge myself. I've always, you know, tried to do different races. Marathons and 50Ks and stuff. I just like challenging myself and seeing what my body's capable of. So, you know, 2,000-mile hike seemed pretty like a pretty good challenge. So I guess.
How early on did you get the bug to do it? How long of before?
Probably 2 years before we did it. Mm. We were starting to practice and train and stuff. Yeah. 2 years.
Very cool.
And was the plan from the beginning to do it together?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew she wouldn't let me leave for 6 months, so I asked her if she wanted to go with me, and she accepted pretty easily.
Was there, like, a point when you said, I'm definitely doing this trail in 2021?
Yeah, I guess. We actually planned to do 2020. COVID hits, we weren't really sure about that, and then I also had a contract going on in my work, so it just happened that 2021 was the best year, and I just decided if we set a date that I would have to go for it. So, you know, kind of awesome. Forced me to do it. Otherwise, I would have just kept putting it off. So,
what was your preparation for the trail like?
Well, we did, a couple overnights at Dolly Sods. Honestly, that's the most backpacking experience we've had before the AT, just some couple weekend trips. You're not in there. Let's see. We did some training hikes around us in Columbus, which, you know, doesn't compare to the AT at all elevation wise. So that was tough. But, you know, we just tried to get longer and longer hikes each time. And then started her out with a backpack, carrying more and more stuff, just trying to build up her, you know, endurance and stuff.
Did you homeschool Finley while on trail, or did you have to work out a plan?
No, we didn't. She was still enrolled for school. They actually made like a little trail schooling plan for us, which was really helpful. They supported us 100%. So she was supposed to like read and journal every night. And then when we were in town, she was supposed to log on and do some math work and all her reading assessments and things like that.
Boring school stuff.
Boring school stuff. Yeah, I know. I was trying to think. I was like, oh, wow, like, no school for 6 months. That would sound fun.
Kind of felt like that. We definitely didn't do as much as we should have. Probably.
So how did your family and friends react when you told them that you both were going to be through hiking?
Horribly.
Yeah, they weren't too receptive about it. They had a lot of doubt. They didn't think that I was serious about it. They were definitely worried about me taking out a six-year-old on trail. But they came around once they noticed that I was serious and I was saving up and put my notice in at work. They kind of knew it was happening and they jumped on board and they became the most supportive people at the end. But yeah, at the beginning, they were definitely concerned and not very supportive.
Understand that.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right into the trail. What was your first day on trail like?
You go then. Your first day on trail, what was it like?
It was exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very exciting. Our family, we started at Springer, so we didn't do the approach trail, but our family came along with us to hike up to Springer with us, which meant a lot. And it was a little drizzly, but it was super exciting. We were just, I don't know, amazed that we actually did it and we're out there. It was just so exciting getting ready to start. Then it was sad leaving our family, but then we were back to excited again. And yeah, just full of adrenaline.
What was your start date?
February 28th.
February 28th. So.
Did you see a lot of people on trail the first few days?
Yes. Yes, we did. Yeah, our first night there were about 50 tents, at least 50 tents. It was like tent city.
Mountain Shelter.
Yeah.
Hog Mountain Shelter. Hog Mountain Shelter
was our first night and it was packed. Yeah. I was pretty surprised. I didn't think it was going to be that packed in February, but. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like people are starting earlier and earlier every year, trying to avoid that bubble and just creating a new one.
A new one, yeah.
Were you, like, bracing yourself, and were you ready for the cold weather?
Yes. Well, yeah, we tried. We tried our best. We had probably way too many clothes. I was really worried about her being too cold. So yeah, I packed a lot of layers, a lot of hot hands, hand warmers.
Yep.
The works. So, yeah, it actually wasn't as cold as I had expected, though, at the February start. We got a pretty mild winter, I think. So it wasn't too terrible.
Do you remember the coldest day on trail?
Yeah.
Grayson Highlands.
Yeah, Grayson Highlands probably, which was like the end of April or something. It was in the teens and it was snowing and like icy rain. That was the worst. I don't think I've ever felt so cold in my whole life.
Yeah.
Wow. And at the end of April, so I wasn't expecting that, but.
Yeah.
Did you guys camp up on Grayson Highlands, or was it just getting through them?
No, it was just getting through them. I can't remember where we camped that night, but well, I do, kind of. But it was past Grayson Highlands. But yeah, getting through there. We were so excited to see the ponies. And then, like, by the time we got there, I just wanted to leave because I, like, couldn't stop walking. It was just too cold to stand around. So we pet the ponies and went on our way.
It's surprising how cold.
Go ahead.
And then we visited again.
We did. We just revisited.
Six ponies.
Wow.
We saw 11 ponies total.
11 ponies. I saw the video of the horse whinnying and going across. So cool.
I know. I love that little guy. Sorry, what was your question?
Oh, no, it wasn't a question. We started back on in May in 2020, and we went through the Smokies halfway through May, and it was dropping down into the 20s.
It was snowing.
It's so surprising that the South can be so cold, like going into the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So with the, let's go back now a little bit, go back to the beginning. What was your strategy when it came to the miles that you were doing in the beginning and how you were going to incrementally up it?
Okay. So, well, everyone told me to start slow. So hi. Dog wants to join in. Go sit down. So we started out doing about, like, I don't know, 8-ish miles a day, 7 or 8. I was really worried about her getting burned out really fast, and I didn't want her to, you know, be a weekend and say, I want to go home. That was like my biggest nightmare. So I just wanted to make sure that she was still having fun. I wanted to make sure it was fun for her and not to push her too hard too soon and kind of ruin it for her from the beginning. So we started slow, and then just, you know, every couple of days we try to do a mile or two more and just, you know, up it from there.
I'm trying to remember from some of your Instagram stories, but Finley, weren't you the one that wanted to do more and more miles as the trail went on? Like, you're like, let's do more.
Yeah, a little? Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah, usually if there was food nearby, like a restaurant, I'm like, hey, if we do these miles, you can get a pizza or stay in a bed. And she was like, yeah, let's do 40 miles. We got this.
What gear did you guys share?
What was that?
What gear did you share?
Okay. We shared, well, our tent, obviously. And then, we didn't share a whole lot. We shared our water filter, our stove, but we pretty much had our separate gear. I mean, we each had our own sleeping bag. Sorry, my dog's nuts. We each had our own sleeping bag, sleeping liner. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah,
they're crazy. All right. Oh, they're back in. Come on. Come on. They've been inside all day. They're hyped up now. Bark at me. So yeah, most of our gear was pretty. I mean, we had our own gear for the most part, but sure, the basics, I guess.
Yeah. Finley, what were you carrying in your backpack?
My puffy, my sleeping bag, my rain gear, snacks, my clothes bag. I had a little mug in the beginning for hot chocolate. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Some toys.
Some toys. Yeah, I kept gaining on toys.
Finley, did you have a favorite piece of gear?
No.
No.
Probably my favorite thing. That we both had was probably the food.
Food, yeah.
Yep.
Did you guys carry any games or things to keep yourself amused when you were in the tent at night?
Yes, we did. We started off with a little mini Uno game, which we were really excited about. That didn't last long. We stopped playing it, and they just got, like, everywhere because they were so tiny. So we ended up sending that home. We had some books.
And then in Bennington, we went to this grocery store, a little grocery store thing.
It's Walgreens.
Well, Walgreens, but anyway, we saw this little tiny, like, Pac-Man toy that I was like, oh, please, please. And Mom wanted it too, so we got that.
Yeah, it was like a tiny little Pac-Man game.
Oh, and we got hair chalk.
Got some hair chalk. We sent that home.
Hair chalk. Ah.
We did have a little checkerboard too. It was like a, you know, little like cloth checkerboard thing. So we had that for a while too, but they didn't make it the whole way.
Finley, how was it having a birthday on trail?
Awesome.
Was it very different than a normal birthday? Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Which one did you like more, having your birthday on trail or at home?
On trail.
On trail, yeah. Why?
We spent my birthday at Fontana Lodge. With my, with our friend that we kind of met on trail. Her name is Maple Goat.
Maple Goat.
Okay. Very cool. That's a beautiful place to have a birthday.
And also, my grandma, ordered a cake there and then got it sent there. So in the fridge, we opened the fridge and I was like, there's a cake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
So, when and how did you guys get your trail names?
We got them from a guy named Freight Train. We got them on the second day of trail, and he was just really amazed I was through hiking the trail at this young of an age, and called me Supergirl. And then how Mom got her trail name, she just got it by default.
Yeah, Mom, so. He didn't want to leave me out.
Was it exciting to say your trail names in the beginning? Was it, like, weird to not use your real names?
I don't think it was weird. I felt excited. I thought we were part of the thru-hiking club officially. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it felt nice. Like, we had earned our names.
At the end of this Zoom, I have a violin. So do you want me to play a little bit?
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We had a question from Tarzan and Linda. They said your posts were, was the internet spotty up in Maine for you guys?
Yes. Yeah. In the 100-mile wilderness, especially, we couldn't get on the internet very well at all. There was a few spots, but it was hard to even make a phone call out there. So,
yeah. I understand. Yeah.
How early on in the hike did you start to feel tired and sore? Like, when did your body start to hurt?
At 5 months.
She says at 5 months. For me, it was New York. New York is when, like, physically and mentally, I kind of hit a wall.
Me too.
I think it was the excessive heat when we hit New York, too, made it really difficult. Mm-hmm. And my body was just, that's when it started getting really tiring for me. It was New York, I'd say. Yeah.
All right. What was the trail magic like in the beginning? What kind of trail magic did you guys?
It was pretty awesome. We had quite a bit of trail magic at the beginning. I think our first trail magic was 2 days in, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was at Woody Gap, so Woody second Gap. Or third day. I don't know.
And
we
met
Dead Man. Yeah, we met a couple people. We had a lot of trail magic at the beginning. It was amazing just to keep you going in the cold months and when you're just getting the hang of, you know, through hiking and stuff. It was really, really nice.
I want to back up. Where did you buy and custom make your own food bag?
Oh, yeah.
Hilltop Packs.
Hilltop Packs. Yeah. Yeah, we love it. It was awesome. Yeah, so
and
friend,
you used it all the entire trail?
Yep,
I'm sorry, you used it the entire trail?
Yep. our friend actually made that little cartoon picture. It's a picture of me and Finley right before we started the trail, and she made it into a little cartoon picture, and we put that on there. So
yeah, to my friend's mom, Mrs. Randall.
Yes, so that was really nice of her, and yeah, Hilltop Packs made a great bag for us. We were happy with it.
Nice.
Did you guys meet any other kids that were out through hiking that year?
Yes. Harvey Sutman. And I think that's pretty much it.
we met Harvey along when they came back to finish the Smokies. He's the 5-year-old that was hiking with his parents. They came back to finish the Smokies, and then they met us in Hot Springs to take us out for dinner. So that was really nice. The kids got along great. That was nice to see another kid out there. And then we also hiked with the family of, they have 6 kids, family of 8, I guess. We actually reached Maine with them and hiked the rest of the day in Maine with them, which was a lot of fun. And they had a little shelter sleepover, so that was nice. It's always nice for the kids to get some kid time.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. But I think that's pretty much it. Oh, we did meet the 3Ks, with 3 little girls. They didn't through hike, but they hiked about half of the trail, I think. Nice. So we did meet them. All right, sit down.
Still an amazing accomplishment. Mm-hmm. How many people, or did anyone recognize you from your Instagram or your social media?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot, actually. It was really shocking to me. Here, let me hold it so I have longer arms.
I know what I'm
Yeah, we actually had lots of people from YouTube, which I thought was funny because I just started that channel basically for my family and friends to follow along. I'm not good at, you know, editing or videography or anything like that, so they kind of stink. But so I was kind of shocked that anyone actually watched them. But we had so many people like run into us on the trail. Some even like jumped up and down screaming, like super excited to meet us. It was really sweet, but funny. I didn't expect anything like that, so it was neat.
Very cool.
Yeah. There's another question that went through. So, Finley, you ride horses, you play the violin, you go backpacking. What other, like, hobbies or activities do you like to do?
Definitely not school. I would probably like to go to horse camp.
Okay.
Some horses. You like riding your bike?
Huh? Riding my bike.
Nice.
Very cool.
Reading. Definitely not doing math. I'm horrible at math.
No, you're not horrible.
Spelling.
Ballet, cool.
Oh, I did like doing ballet.
Very cool. How about yourself, besides the backpacking? What do you like to do?
Oh gosh. I like to work, actually. I really enjoy my job.
She loves seeing me.
I love seeing my kids sometimes. I like running sometimes too. I like walking my dogs. Gosh, what else? Hiking, yeah. I don't know. Netflixing, laying on the couch.
Well deserved after the through hike.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I know you guys said that food was one of the best things in your pack. So I saw you guys eating donuts a lot. That seemed like a staple for you guys out there. What was
yeah,
your...
Do you have any?
I wish I could put them through the camera to you.
We do too.
What was your favorite or like your go-to donut to eat while you were out there?
Oh, Dunkin'
Probably
Donuts.
The one from Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Strawberry glazed with sprinkles.
The strawberry frosting with sprinkles.
Is that the food that you were craving in the tent? Like you were sitting in the tent and you were thinking about it?
Yes.
No, not for me.
Yes.
Maybe her. I was craving some.
I was craving burgers.
Burgers, hamburgers, jalapeno burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sprite.
And Sprite. Burgers all the way.
Oh, and when we stopped at Shaw's, that was one of our best days because there was this little girl and they took us to the beach and I got to swim.
Oh, really?
That's really
cool.
Also,
another thing I like is swimming.
Sorry. Was the water cold in Maine when you guys were up there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, like, I was really excited when we went through the 100-mile wilderness to do a bunch of swimming and stuff at the beaches. And we went through, it was, like, I don't know, 60 degrees or something. So the water was way too cold for me, but she got in a few times.
What was, this is backing up more to the beginning again, what was more exciting? Was it hitting the North Carolina border, or was it hitting the 100-mile marker?
100 miles.
Yeah, I think 100 miles felt pretty good. They both did, though. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
That was a tough climb up to the 100 miles.
Yeah, Albert Mountain. That was like our first big, you know, incline, I think. There. Yeah, hitting 100 miles, it really felt like we were making it at that point. Like, yeah, all we have to do is this 22 more times. We got this.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of hiking in the South? Like, any favorite views or...
South. Well, Max Patch. That was pretty south, right? We enjoyed Max Patch a lot. Yeah, I think in the South, our favorite parts were when she was flying her kite. So we did like that on Max Patch and Big Bald.
Big Bald.
We sent it home after that, though. So, yeah, those were some really good memories, flying her little kite that we got her on the on the Bald. So it was neat.
When did you get the kite, and how long did you carry it for?
I got it for her for Christmas from REI. It's just a little, like, pocket. I forget what it's called, but a little, tiny little tent. Kite.
Pocket kite.
What is it called?
Pocket kite.
Pocket something kite. I don't know. But we carried it. I don't know when we sent it home. Do you remember?
After Big Bald.
It was sometime after Big Bald, because that's the last place we flew it.
And we didn't use it, so it was just...
Yeah, we didn't use it that much because, I don't know, it was mostly, you know, wooded areas, but it was just added weight to our pack. But it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
Taps asked a question. Did you guys stay in hostels on the trail, and was it hard to keep Finley away from some of the party scene on trail?
Yeah, that's a good question. We did stay in a lot of hostels, probably at least once a week we stayed in a hostel or a hotel. But for the hostels, since I had a kid, for her benefit and for other people's, I tried to get private rooms as much as possible. So she kind of avoided the party scene, and they avoided a little kid ruining their party scene. So yeah, I think private rooms most of the time. We stayed in bunkhouses a couple times. But, you know, at that point when we got there, she's so tired anyway, she kind of just passes out. So yeah, it wasn't a big deal. One hostel didn't allow us to stay because she was under 16, so that was a bummer. But that's the only issue we had with the hostels. It was a good experience for the most part.
Did you guys have a favorite hostel or a favorite stay?
Shaws.
She loves Shaws. I did too. I had a lot of favorites.
I don't have any favorites because I liked them all.
Yeah. We liked Hostel Around the Bend because that was our first one. So that was super exciting. It's in Georgia. And then, what else? We like Chica and Sunsets a lot. Mm-hmm. Hostel of Maine was really nice. What other ones stood out? There were a lot of them. I loved every single one we stayed. I don't think I had a bad experience at any.
Nice.
Except they're so unique, everyone. Go ahead.
She doesn't need to say that.
So what was going through the first national park? What was going through the Smokies like for you guys?
It was good. It was beautiful, especially because I was terrified to go through the Smokies at the beginning, just because I heard like so many horror stories about it and the weather and people getting like caught in snowstorms and stuff. And I know the Suttons, who were right ahead of us, had to, you know, turn back because of the snow was so high. So I was really, really worried about that. But by the time we got there, the weather was perfect. And it was pretty easy hiking from what I remember. I thought it was really just beautiful and fun. And it was nice to not have to stress the whole time about weather. I kind of got over it. So it was beautiful. Yeah, we had a good weather, good times.
Did you guys see any bears going through?
No, not in the Smokies, but we saw some after that.
Yeah. Like a lot.
Can you set up? A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot. You
want to
answer the question?
Yeah, there's a question for Supermom. Are your leg ailments all healed?
Yes, I think so. I'm feeling pretty good. My hip pain's all gone, and my knees are all better. So everything's
nice.
Everything's feeling good. I did a lot of rest when I got home. I laid on the couch for like 2 straight weeks. I'm feeling good. Thank you.
And Supergirl, what do your friends think about your thru hike?
Gotta sit up and answer.
They, I don't think they really understand what it is.
Yeah.
They're kind of just like, oh, how many miles was this? And oh, how many? Oh, like, what'd you do? I don't think they really understood what it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, most people don't. So who was the first one waking up in the morning? What was your routine in the morning like?
It was rough. I always woke up first, and waking her up in the morning was hell on earth. It was rough. Difficult. She does not like mornings.
I hate mornings.
Yeah, so she was always very, very cranky. It was hard getting started, and
I don't like
we mornings. Always fought in the morning. It was rough, but...
Well, I was going to ask, did you have a favorite sunrise on trail?
Killington,
probably.
Killington.
Yeah.
We nice. Slept behind the thing illegally.
Yeah, we had an illegal camp spot there, but it was worth it.
It isn't a through hike if you're not camping illegally somewhere.
Yeah. Call the cops.
Did your dynamic change at all once you got used to the trail? Like, did you?
No.
Like, sticking to a plan, giving more responsibility or independence to Finley? Or, like, how did you approach your day?
Yeah, after a while, we kind of got into a rhythm. We had, like, a nightly, you know, our own nightly chores. Like, she usually set up the tent. And I would filter water, or vice versa.
We'd each, water.
Yeah, I tried to get her to filter water because that was my least favorite. But so she would usually do the water. I'd set up the tent.
No, I would always beg to set up the tent.
Yeah, she did help a lot more towards the end.
Then
you know, being able to pack up her own stuff without my help, which took a while.
Well, she didn't want me to do it.
But yeah, we kind of got into a rhythm of like, getting up in the morning, our own, you know, what we have to do to get on the move and get our miles done for the day. Yeah.
Nice.
What was hiking like during the day? Like, were you in front? Was Supergirl in front? How did you guys go about it?
She was always in front because she wanted it that way. She would not let me get in front because she felt like she got really behind if I was in front. So I just had to walk very, very slowly behind her for 2,000 miles.
Well, I couldn't help it. It's just my speed.
That's just what I thought about, because I'd have to walk behind her, and then I'd be like, can you walk a little faster? And then she'd be like, I can't walk 2,000 miles per hour.
Come on.
So that, and then I'd step on her feet on accident, and then that would be a fight, too, because she'd get mad at me for that. So, yeah. But she was always in front for the most part. Yeah.
Were there any moments when, this is another question from BS Trunk. What, was there any point that you guys thought you weren't going to make it to Maine?
Yes.
You think? No, I don't, not for me. Do you really think so?
Yes.
Well, come up here and tell them then.
I do. I just like, when, like, rainy days, I didn't like hiking for rainy days.
But did you ever think we weren't going to make it to Maine?
Yes.
You did?
Yes. I forget the moments, though.
I never thought we weren't going to make it, but there was a point, like, at the very beginning of Maine where I was like, I feel like we made it to Maine. Maybe we can just stop now because I'm not having fun, and do we really need to summit Katahdin? But it was just for a couple days, and then, you know, I got out of my funk. But, you know, I really thought we were going to make it, like, right from day one. I know that I wasn't going to give up, and I know that she was going to follow me no matter what, so.
It says, question for Supergirl, can you sing the Appalachian Trail song that you made up? Did you make a song?
She did. That was a long time ago. She made up a lot of songs. My favorite was Privy Life. That was one of her
Privy
early
Life.
Songs.
Oh.
And it had poop toilet paper and mulch in it. Something. It was good, but she's too embarrassed to sing it.
That's okay.
That's okay. Oh, how was it to get to hike with your mom and Finley's grandma when she came out to join you?
It was pretty awesome.
With her, or sometimes with her mom.
No, she means my mom, your grandma.
Well, yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
It was good. The first time she surprised Finley, so that was a fun little surprise for her out on trail to see a familiar face. It was nice having her along and showing her a little bit of trail life and what we were going through each day. So it's kind of nice to feel like she could relate to us a little bit and what we were telling her we were doing to experience it for herself. But it was also hard because, you know, you're out there hiking every day. Even people in good condition that come out to hike with you struggle a little bit and it does slow you down a little bit. So that part was hard because I feel like she felt, you know, like she couldn't keep up or do like the miles we were doing, even though she did, but I think she was really exhausted at the end of the day. Mm. So
she went straight, but
it's good and bad for having family come out, and me too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. On Catan, it was a nightmare. We kept having to wait. They took breaks every 2 seconds.
We did. Our family also summited Catan with us, which was amazing, but it was hard for them. A lot harder than it was for us with all the hiking.
It's a really tough climb.
Yeah, it's a tough climb when you're a thru hiker. So to not be. Yeah.
Yeah.
When did the hiker hunger hit?
What do you think, Ben?
Probably like.
I felt
like 5,000 miles in.
5,000 miles. Did you ride 5,000? I don't know. I don't really know an exact moment when it hit. I kind of felt hungry on and off. Like some days I was like ravenous, and then others I just wasn't hungry at all. Kind of just went like that the whole trail for me. So I don't know if I ever really got the hiker hunger. I had cravings like for the burgers and stuff, but I could never eat an extraordinary amount like other people could. Especially at the half gallon challenge.
She felt miserable.
I thought I was going to crush it.
Yeah, we did too. We did not succeed in that. It's hard.
I was too close. Yeah.
Yeah. So when were you guys proudest of each other?
Hey, Finn. Katahdin, for sure.
I wasn't really proud of her a lot.
Nice. Thank you, Finn.
I don't really remember.
Were you ever proud of me on the trail?
Yeah.
I was proud of her every day because, I mean, she just amazed me.
I was proud of her on the 24-mile day. I'm surprised she made it.
24-mile day.
I was impressed with her every day. I really wasn't expecting her to do as well as she did out there, and she never really complained at all. About the trail, anyway. She complained about me, but I was proud of her every day. Katahdin, and when we reached all the mile markers, especially 1,000 miles, I think hit me really hard. I cried a little bit at 1,000 miles. I just felt like it was extraordinary that a 7-year-old could do that. So that was a big moment.
I like the 21,000-mile marker. I was proud of you.
Thanks.
Probably
after the 1,300-mile marker. That's when she was proud of me. It took her that long.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. A lot longer than that. I don't even remember.
Hey, you're going to come up here and join?
No.
Okay. Talking about the hiker hunger, someone asked, did you experience any weight change on the trail?
No, I was going out there really hoping to like come back really fit and looking really awesome. I stayed pretty much exactly the same. I think I lost 5 pounds in the first month or two. And then I went right back. And then when I got home from the trail, I was maybe a couple pounds lighter, but pretty much the same the whole way. Same with Finley. She stayed the same weight, but she did grow an inch and a half. So she got longer and leaner, more muscular. Yeah. Less, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
What state do you guys think was the hardest?
New Hampshire. You think Maine?
No, New York.
New York was hard. New York and New Hampshire, I think. It was the news. Mm-hmm. New states.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whites were really, really tough for me.
No, they weren't.
No, I think they were.
I didn't.
They take you by surprise if you're not knowing what they're gonna do.
Yeah. Sure.
Did you get the Virginia blues at all? Because I know that's a big popular thing. No.
Yeah. We both loved Virginia. It was our favorite state for a long time. I think because it was so long, you got a little bit of everything. You got a little bit of mountains, a little bit of farmland. I loved it. I thought it was beautiful, and I loved going through. I never got the blues. Just the New York.
That's great.
Yep.
Yeah, I understand that.
on our through hike, Molly got what happened to you?
I got dehydrated and heat exhaustion going through New York, and I actually fainted while I was hiking.
No.
So that was bad. Yeah, like I felt it coming, and then next thing I know, I woke up on the ground, tried to get up, fainted again.
Oh my god!
And then just laid there. At least we had service at that point, so I was able to call in and be like, "Hey." Okay.
The day before that too. Yeah, the day before that too. One of our tramley members stepped on a beehive and like
12 times getting stung.
Yeah, it was just a rough
state. New York was tough. Yeah, right after a hurricane too. So all these blowdowns, like it was just left a bad taste in our mouths.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy New York. I probably won't be back.
How did it feel for you guys to hit Harper's Ferry? How exciting was it?
Ooh, it was pretty exciting. It was exciting. And it was really exciting because the ATC was open at that time. So we got our little picture and card. And, you know, when I thought of doing a through hike, that's always something that I looked forward to doing. So I was kind of bummed when they had closed down. And I know there's a lot of like controversy with the ATC, but that was something I was looking forward to. So it was super exciting. And we actually got to Slack back that day, which was more exciting.
That is nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
From her friend's mommy. Yeah.
What numbers were you guys when you got there?
101 and 102.
101 and 102.
Oh, early on. Nice.
Yeah. What were you guys at the beginning?
314 and 315. So yeah. 314 and 315, yeah.
I knew it had.
And I think at Harper's, like a lot of people had gone through before us when they were closed. So we I mean, it wasn't really accurate, but that's the numbers we got.
So cool to get the number. Yeah,
it is.
I'm looking at the question. What weather moment was the most scary or concerning?
Ooh, you want to do this one? What do you think? I think the Rhone Highlands for us was the first weather we were a little bit scared in.
The presidential's Madison.
Well, you want to talk about the Rhone? Remember that? Like the Rhone Mountains when we first went through, it was super windy, like probably 60 miles per hour. I don't know. I'm bad at estimating that, but it was like sleet, like hitting us in the face. It felt like glass, like hitting our faces. Ugh. And I thought Finley was going to blow away, knocking her all around. So that was a little scary. And then we had pretty decent weather the whole time. Nothing too scary, but I know the descent down Madison, like it was already pretty treacherous and like long and exhausting, but the wind there was insane. So we kept like falling over and I thought we were gonna injure ourselves on that one. But any other moments you're scared about weather? Scary weather stuff?
No.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I have 32 tickets.
Did you go over the entire presidential range in one day?
Yes.
No. Yes. No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
We stayed at Lakes of the Clouds Hut. I'm trying to remember where the presidential started and ended, but.
And then we started
I think we took 2 days to do it, but I can't remember exactly where we.
We stayed at that other hut.
Yeah, we stayed at a couple huts.
The dinner.
Did miss the dinner. But yeah, I think it took us 2 days, but I can't remember.
That's a tough section, and they don't give you just the whites in general are just tough. They don't really prep you for like
where to camp,
where to camp, what to do. tough in that.
Yeah, aspect. I was really nervous going in because I wasn't sure about the camping situation there, and I know you can't camp above the tree line and all that, so I was a little nervous about that. But the huts were nice. We actually stayed in a couple, which I wasn't planning to do, but it was really nice to get out of the weather and get a bunk. So yeah, it was worth the money.
What do you have to say to all the people who hate Pennsylvania? Because I know you guys liked it.
They were wrong.
They were wrong. Yeah, get boots, I guess. I think that's part of why we liked it so much and other people didn't. I do think it has a lot to do with our boot selection because we were one of the very few people wearing boots. I know trail runners are the thing now. But our feet never hurt on the rocks. They never really bothered us. Man, I just love Pennsylvania. I don't know. I don't know what to say to them. I'm sorry. You didn't like it.
How was taking the day off at Hershey World? Was it nice?
It was scrumdiddlyumptious.
Oh, wait. Magically delicious.
It was. Yeah, I love candy. So that was a great 30th birthday party for me. We got lots of candy, which is good as a hiker. And come on, be good. She's not getting any candy tonight. She's not.
Was it hard to get back out on trail after doing that?
No, it wasn't too bad, especially because my mom hiked a couple days with us, so that was exciting for us. Yeah. No, it wasn't too bad. It was just full of candy.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see. What were some of your favorite and least favorite states in the Mid-Atlantic area?
New York was the worst. Yeah. Mid-Atlantic. I don't know which one's the Mid-Atlantic.
Like Maryland, Jersey, New York, Connecticut,
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania is probably the best. Yeah. Connecticut was horrible just because of the bugs. That's all I remember of Connecticut, pretty much, was just like being eaten alive by everything. Yeah, I'd say Pennsylvania was the best. New York, definitely the worst.
Finley, did you have a favorite animal you saw or you met on trail?
Let me think. The bear, probably.
Bear. Did you see a lot of bears?
7.
Ooh. Wow. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Yeah, I saw you got to feed a baby deer at one point.
I got to bottle feed it.
You got to bottle. Where was that?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it was in Palmerton, Pennsylvania. We actually just got a message on Instagram from a woman who said her parents had a deer farm there and wanted to know if we'd like to stay with them. And I was like, that's an odd request. Like, I've never had a message like that. So I was like, this is too weird to pass up. Sure, we want to come. And it was amazing. It was amazing. I've never even heard of a deer farm. I didn't know that was a thing. But they had, I was thinking they were just going to have like a few deer. And I asked her how many they had. And she's like, yeah, 77 or so. It's like, oh my God.
Wow.
It was awesome. She got to bottle feed the deer. And
she was allergic.
Yeah, I found out I'm like deadly allergic to deer.
No.
My whole face is like swollen and red. But it was really awesome. They even named one of the fawns after her.
Oh, and I named the other one Sparrow in summer.
Yeah. They were very sweet. So that was some of the best trail magic we got out there.
How did you guys keep each other motivated on days when you didn't feel like hiking?
Food, hostels.
Yeah, food and hostels were like the main motivator for us. So I know like when she was getting tired and worn out, I would go on gut hooks and see like what was coming up, where could we take a break? And I'd be like, hey, if we make it, you know, one more day, we can stay at this hostel tomorrow. And that would always give her a little pep to get through. Yeah, she'd get excited and start getting back in the groove then. Probably the same for me. Yeah, hostels and food were definitely ways to keep us going.
They're good motivators.
Oh, yeah.
How far north on the Appalachian Trail had you guys been before starting?
Nowhere. We hadn't been in any of those states, I don't think, before we started.
Yes, we have. Virginia, in West Virginia.
Oh, I went to Virginia. Yeah. In West Virginia. That's pretty much it, though. Like, Mom, New England, I had never been to West before Virginia, the trail, so that was exciting to reach. West Virginia. Oh, yeah. We didn't have much experience in the States at all.
So all of those views were fresh and new for you guys, like, throughout the entire thing?
Yeah, wow, we've never been to anywhere on the AT. Well, actually, she had. She went with Grandma and Grandpa to somewhere in Virginia. Bear Rocks? Bear Rocks? Does that sound familiar? Something like that. So she had seen that before, but that was pretty much it for both of us.
Were you been on AT?
No, I haven't. You did.
Another question. What was your average daily mileage?
Oh, gosh. We were really all over the place. The beginning, it was, 8 to 10. But I think when we got in the, for the most of it, it was between 16 and 18. But we were kind of all over, just depending. Like, when we got to the Whites, I think we did a couple, 6-mile days and some 11. So it was kind of hit or miss. But probably 16 to 17 was, our sweet spot for most of the trail.
Nice.
All right.
What were some of the biggest changes that you saw in Finley as the trail went on?
Well, definitely her height. Yeah, physical changes for sure. She grew up so fast. Other than that, she just became way more confident. She was always a pretty confident kid. But she was really sure of herself. Every time someone passed, she'd be like, I'm going to Maine. I'm a thru hiker. And she's just... It really boosted her confidence to see that she could do all these things. So, yeah, I think that's her confidence level, I guess, self-esteem.
Yeah.
Finley, did you see any big changes in your mom through the hike?
No, not really. Probably lack of candy.
Lack of candy?
Lack of candy?
I don't know. It's past the bedtime. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I changed that much, honestly. I don't know. I got stronger for sure, but...
Well, yeah, not forget the lack of candy.
Okay. tell us about Vermont. What was hiking through Vermont like in muddy season?
It was really awful. We hit it right when it rained for 2 weeks straight. It rained the whole time, I think, in Vermont, except for maybe a day or two. So all the pretty fire tower views that we were supposed to see, were just fog. So that was kind of a bummer. And that's where our tent broke. So we had tent issues when it was raining, which was alarming to me. I was terrified. We were going to have no shelter in the pouring rain. And it was kind of a disaster. My boots got all messed up and warped from being so muddy and wet. The one caved in. So it's digging into my toe. It was just a hot mess in Vermont. Yeah.
Were you guys, so did the Whites take you by surprise when you guys got there, since you didn't, or had you heard about them from other thru hikers?
Oh yeah. You get all the fear mongering. So you're like, oh man, the Whites, we're never going to make it through. And I was really scared of those, just like I was the Smokies. So I knew going in that we were going to have to cut our miles way down. So I was prepared for that. So I think they weren't as bad as I had anticipated. I think partially because we had really good weather through them, which helped a lot. I think the key was just not worrying about miles there and just trying to enjoy it. they didn't take me too much by surprise. I knew they were going to be challenging and that we were going to have to cut those miles. But
was there one specific mountain that was really challenging to go over in the Whites?
In the Whites, what do you think, Ben? Any challenging mountains in the Whites?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? No, she didn't think the Whites were hard, so I don't know. I guess what was the one before Madison? The one that had the really steep climb up. There was that mountain.
Washington?
No. I don't know. None of them were really as challenging as I thought. They're all hard, but no, none of them really stand out as being particularly bad. The descent down Madison, though, that was tough. I think going down was the scariest in the Whites. I think just the slippery rock slabs and stuff. I was terrified of falling. I had a couple of hard falls on my tailbone, and I was just
terrified to fall.
She thought she broke her hand once.
Yeah. I took a lot of spills. So did she. So, yeah, the downhills were definitely worse for us, I think.
Well, yeah, especially when you're up there with the wind, too. It's, like, knocking you all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What was more beautiful? Was New Hampshire or Maine more beautiful?
Maine.
I think Maine. Maine really was special to me. Yeah, I really loved Maine. New Hampshire just didn't, I don't know, didn't live up to the hype for me. I mean, it was beautiful, but yeah, I think Maine takes the cake on that one. I loved all the lakes and the beaches and the big mountains. Yeah, it just had everything. I liked Maine.
I was going through Mahoosuc Notch.
Oh, it was awful. We didn't enjoy it. I thought Finley was really going to love it because she's small and, like, she can, you know, sneak through. But some of those, like, drop-offs really scared her because she had a lot farther to go down than some of us. So she didn't really enjoy it, and it took us a very, very long time.
4 hours.
4 hours. It was
4 hours. Wow.
It was long for us.
How long did it take you?
How long did it take us? We ran through it.
Yeah.
We gassed ourselves like an hour and 10 minutes.
Nice. Yeah. It was painful. Some people were like hiking it in an hour and some were like two and a half. And I was like, well, we're four. Like, that's not too bad. No, it was not. But, and right before we started the notch, that's when I fell and took my first big hit on my tailbone. So I could like barely walk to begin with. I was in so much pain through the whole notch. So it just made it miserable. But we did filter water there, and that was, like, the best water on the whole trail.
Nice.
If you got any. It's, like, ice cold.
Yeah.
It was great.
The cold water on the whole
trail. So that was a good part. But
Did you stop after the notch and, like, camp? Or did you go up the arm?
We went all the way to, was it Pinkham Notch or Gorham Notch? I keep getting it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So, we did the whole thing in a day because we were out of food completely. So not only did we have to hike all that, but we only had like one tortilla wrap the whole day. Like we had oh no God. Food. It was horrible.
English muffins.
Yeah, we had like an English muffin. That's
oh my God.
That's a rough day. Like going through the notch and then the arm and then all the way into town on like one piece of bread. It was so worse. We did have like a squeezy peanut butter that we were like sharing between the two of us so we didn't die. And then, like, we didn't get out of there till 8:30 p.m., I think. And our shuttle driver was supposed to pick us up at 8. And I was like, he's going to be gone, and we're going to starve to death. He was sitting there waiting for us, so we're so thankful.
Oh, and I was like, can we stop through a drive-thru?
Yeah, and he took us to get food, and, yeah, he took care
nice.
Of us.
Nice. Oh, must have been the best drive-thru food ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a very long day.
Wow.
Jeez. I'm thinking about it, like old spec and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we camped right after the notch. We like broke them up.
A lot of people did. Or at the little campsite by that pond. I can't remember what that's called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we had to go or we would starve.
There are some couple questions that are getting repeated, so I just wanna hit them real quick. Why was New York so bad? I know we talked about it a little. Was it just the heat or was it everything?
Yeah, I think the heat had a lot to do with it. It just really made my body just exhausted. The ups and downs, I felt like were just so consistent. I don't know. I didn't like going up and then down.
Yeah,
I think the heat was a lot of it, though. I think maybe if it was cooler, it wouldn't have been so bad.
Did you meet any trail celebrities while hiking?
Oh yeah, we met New Hampshire. So she picked us up and did some trail magic for us. So that was really exciting. I watched all her videos, so I was excited to meet her. And who else? We met Nimble Will Nomad. Mm.
Nimble Nomad.
The Suttons, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think who else did we meet? Anybody? I'm sure we met a few other people.
Hollywood,
yeah. A few people.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
How was meeting Nimble Will and having the oldest and the youngest on trail at the same time?
It was so exciting. So I had seen photos of him before and stuff, and we were slackpacking that day. So we were going southbound, and he was going the other way, and I don't think Finley knew who he was.
I did.
Did you? But I was like, oh, my God. is that Nimblewheel? Is that Nimblewheel? And she's like, what? Like, I was so excited, fangirling hard. So I finally asked him if we could get a picture, and they took a picture together. He was super, super nice. And then he ended up at the same hostel as us the same night, so it was pretty cool. Let's see him again. Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. Did you guys start slowing down or speeding up your miles when you hit Maine, just out of like excitement to be done or not wanting the adventure to be over?
Well, I would have sped up probably because I was excited and ready to be home, but we had set a summit date with our family because they were coming out to summit with us. So we had a reservation, and I realized we had like way too much time. So we ended up really slowing down in the 100-mile wilderness. We were doing like, we did a couple 4-mile days or something. We just had too much time. So we were really taking our time till the end just to wait for our family to get there and summit with us.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. What was the experience through the 100-mile wilderness like?
It was horrible.
Did you do a food drop in the middle? Like, did you break it up?
Yes, we did. We did a food drop through Shawls at Mary Jo Road. So it's like 60-ish miles in.
50-ish.
We had way too much food. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought we were going to like starve in the 100-mile wilderness. So I packed way too much. We had like enough to feed an army. So I ended up like a Katahdin Streams. We had so much leftover food. It was ridiculous. But yeah, the 100-mile was beautiful. I loved it. We went canoeing a couple times, nice. Swimming. And since we had so much extra time, it was just really nice to relax, since I felt like we were really pushing the whole way through the rest of the hike. I felt like it was nice to be able to slow down and let her enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah. And tell us about your summit day.
We
got up at 4 a.m.
We got up at 4 a.m. and then ended up getting out at like 5:30. Because everyone was so slow getting it together. My dad drove us to, since we were at Foster Field Campground, this is like a 3-mile road walk to the base of whatever Katahdin Streams.
Old sister.
So he took us up there and said goodbye to us. And it was my mom, my brother, and my boyfriend who summited with us. It was long. I knew it was going to be bad when my family was like having to take breaks like a quarter mile in, half mile in. I was like, it's going to be a long day. But it was awesome. I mean, the views were amazing. The climbs were crazy. Like, yeah. I love when you first like hit the, you know, go above tree lines. Those views are amazing. And then you're like, mm-hmm. We're really climbing up this. And then you do it somehow. It was amazing. And then at the top, it got really, really foggy up at the top, which kind of sucked because we could like barely see the sign. So that stunk, but it was pretty awesome. It's nice having our family there to see it at the end. Yeah.
How was it touching the sign? Like, what emotions were going through you when you touched it?
Excitement, a little bit of sadness. I mean, it was like finally over. Finley didn't have sadness. It just felt surreal. I teared up a little bit. I really thought I was going to like ball up there, but I didn't. But yeah, it was just awesome. We finally accomplished it. And I felt really proud.
Nice. Did you get your Baxter cards?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember what number you were on it?
Yeah. You can go get them if you want, Finn. I think we're 700 something. Should know.
Nice.
This. They're up on my dresser. She wants to see them. I think we're 7. I can't remember. Nice. 700 something.
Did you stay at the Birches or did you stay in the Katahdin Stream?
So we stayed at Katahdin Stream technically, but it was the Foster Field campsite since that was the only one left. So it was a little bit away. It was a little drive or road walk. So we did actually, a ranger offered to drive us down there, which was super nice. And then when our parents met us there, they drove us back down to Katahdin Stream. So
nice.
Worked out.
It sucks to touch the sign knowing you have like 4 miles to go back down.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And so when we summited, we went down, since my dad was able to pick us up anywhere, it kind of opened up some options for us. So we didn't have to go down. What numbers are we?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sure. Yes. 714.
743.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. So, yeah, we didn't have to go down A-ball or hunt like most of the other thru hikers. So, I talked to the ranger about like what was the most easy way down, because I was like, if I'm not doing the AT anymore, I want the easiest hike ever. So, they told me the saddle trail down to the chimney trail or something like that. And it was beautiful. I'm really glad that we took it. We got some awesome views there. One really rocky descent down. It was kind of like slippery rocks. We were falling all over the place. But other than that, it was a really smooth descent down. So I'm glad we took it.
There they are.
That's mine.
Nice.
Yeah, hold it in the camera there.
Wow.
Yeah. So exciting.
Mommy.
Nice.
No, we're not going to frame them. I'm just going to throw my own.
They're not.
I'm just
So after finishing, would you guys do it again?
No.
She says a hard no. And I always said absolutely not. But when we went back to visit Grayson Highlands, I was like, maybe I would. Like a southbound hike or something. I probably wouldn't do the whole thing, but I would like to go back and visit some of our favorite spots. And Finley has some aspirations to do the Colorado Trail at some point. So I would actually like to do that one too. But
then you can go.
I think that's the longest I would ever do. It would be like a 500 miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I lost your card.
Were you excited to go back to your own beds?
Yes.
Yeah. My couch, actually. My boyfriend always makes fun of me because I always sleep on the couch, so I was really excited to go home and lay on my couch.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt really good to be home.
Nice.
Really good.
How was going back to like a normal life after completing this crazy journey?
Yeah, it was pretty good, honestly. I think it helps. I think it helps having like a kid, going right back to school and sports to kind of keep your mind going. And, you know, you don't sit around and get sad about it. We had just had so much going on, and I really love my job. So I have the same job now that I did when I left. They hired me back, which was really awesome because I enjoy it a lot. So it really wasn't bad going back. I didn't dread it. It feels nice to be in like a rhythm now.
Good. What job do you do?
I am a histotechnologist. I work in a laboratory for a pathologist at a GI group. So,
yeah. Oh, very cool.
Enjoy it.
You said you went back to the Grayson Highlands, but have you gone camping since being back?
Nope. No. No. Actually, I don't even think my stuff's unpacked, which is probably really bad. It probably smells terrible. Yeah. I just threw it in my room. I think my boyfriend thought I was going to like throw everything away. He was like, "You're keeping this?" I was like, "Well, yeah, it's like a $300-something pack. When are you going to throw it away?" He thought I was just like done forever. I'm not doing any more camping, but
yeah, it took me a solid month to get everything out and clean it. I didn't want to touch it.
Right.
I still don't think I did.
So Finley, what have your teachers and classmates said about your adventure? Like, have they asked you about it at all?
Yeah. It's kind of annoying. But the guy, this little boy in front of me named Charlie, he's in first grade. He talks a lot about it, and my friend Gianna talks about it sometimes, and my teacher never really talks about it.
They're proud of you.
You're like a celebrity at the school.
Her school is really supportive of her. They have, you know, they have a Facebook page, and they did this like Where's Finley, you know, thing every time like she hit a milestone. They would update the Facebook page, and it was really special for her. So
that's pretty cool.
Do you have any advice for future thru-hikers or any future young thru-hikers?
Do you have any?
For the kids. Stay strong and just, ask the parent if there's any exciting thing coming up, like food or or a hostel or something. Ask them if, like, just, like, ask them if there's anything coming up. And, yeah, just keep on moving.
Nice.
I would say just go for it if it's something that you've always dreamed about doing. Just take the leap. And the worst that could happen is you only do a little bit, and then it's still more than most people do, and it's still amazing memories that you'll be making. I don't know. Just if it's something you dreamed about, make it happen.
Yeah.
Love it.
What would you tell Supergirl and Supermom who are still on trail not to take for granted, or any advice for them?
I would tell them to slow down and enjoy the little moments. I think a lot of the time, since I was hiking with a little person, you know, we had to push extra hard to get the same miles as everyone else because we're slower. So a lot of the time I was just like, come on, we got to go, go, go. And, you know, some of the time she wanted to stop and swim and or do these fun things. And I'd be like, well, we can't right now because we have to get to camp by this time. And so, yeah, just some days I'd like to be able to just slow down a little bit and enjoy it.
Regretting some of the things that I wanted to do.
Yeah, what's a couple extra days on trail to enjoy these things that you maybe won't get back, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to throw out into the thru hiking world for them to know?
No, I would just like to say thank you for everyone who followed along with us and wrote really nice messages. It really, really helped. I think we had amazing support. I thought we were going to get a lot of criticism maybe for taking out a little kid out on trail, but everyone was amazing. So just thank you guys for all your supportive comments and following along with our journey.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Very cool.
I think that wraps it up. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yes,
please.
Get it out.
Serenade us.
You might regret this.
Is this a new instrument that you've picked up, or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
She just started, so she doesn't know a ton yet, but she's learning. You got it.
Is it your first instrument, Finley?
No, I have a ukulele and a guitar.
Ah, nice. All right.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia. She's been listening to a lot, so
that was beautiful. That was Finley. Awesome. Thank you for playing it for us.
Well, thank you guys so much for taking time to do this. It was so much fun to get to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Okay.
Bye.
Say bye to all your fans.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you guys.
Peace. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed the conversations of episode 13. It was a blast being able to connect with this year's trail celebrities. If you want to join in on future live chats, you can head over to our Instagram, which is @letstrektogether. We go live once a week, usually on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are a thru-hiker and want to be a guest on a future episode, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram or by email, which is letstrektogether@gmail.com. Until next time, guys, let's trek together.